This is KUT. Elected officials have an inherent advantage when running for office. They have a captive audience and a natural outlet for their message. But there is a line officials in their role as candidates are not supposed to cross. KUT's Joy Diaz reports on the often blurry distinction between an official's everyday job duties and their campaign duties.
Out of the 7 current Austin City Council members, 4 are running for office in the upcoming City Council election this November. While campaigning, officials still need to perform their regular duties. So last week, after a City Council work session, the council members slash candidates appeared at a rally supporting changes to the city's clean energy policies. Here's current council member and mayoral candidate Mike Martinez at that rally.
Just a few short years ago, we were paying a premium for things like solar. But because
the policies Martinez was rallying for added to the city's solar energy goals the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions and new efficiency requirements. Though Austin Energy agreed with the policies, the utility thought they were being rushed through.
And we must do more. So we're redoubling our efforts. We're saying we can be better. We're saying we can do more. But we're also saying we can do it within our affordability policies, and we will not forsake our Austin Energy customers to achieve these goals. We can do it with hard work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people attending the rally didn't know it was a rally. Some thought it was a campaign event for council members Mike Martinez, Chris Riley, and Cheryl Cole. All of them are running for office under the new district system. Even city employees refused at first to validate parking because they said the event sure looked like and sounded like a campaign stop. Mark Littlefield is an Austin political consultant, and he says candidates know there are 2 major lines they shouldn't cross. The first one is talk freely about policy, but
there are the magic words of vote for, vote against, you know?
Those should be avoided. The second line they shouldn't cross has to do with who's paying for whatever event an official is attending.
Nothing on the taxpayer's property or taxpayer's dime.
In November, Austinites will be asked to borrow $1 billion in bonds for transportation projects. $400 million would be for road improvements, and $600 million would be for matching funds for the first phase of a rail system. That will be Proposition 1. Last month, at a different rally, council member and mayoral candidate Mike Martinez seemed to be asking the public to vote for Prop 1.
So we ask for your support for Proposition 1, and we thank you all so much for being a part of this day.
Did he cross a line as an elected official who also happens to be a candidate? How's the public supposed to know if something is a push for policy or a push for a political campaign? Political consultant Littlefield says he's not an attorney, but
on the public perception line, I think it's just easier if the public just always assumes that this is politics.
Joy Diaz, KUT News.